Day 232, Sunday, August 20th. Joshua 15. Joshua 15:1-63 NKJV. So this was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families. The border of Edom at the wilderness of Zin southward was the extreme southern boundary. And their southern border began at the shore of the Salt Sea, from the bay that faces southward. Then it went out to the southern side of the ascent of Akrabim, passed along to Zin, ascended on the south side of Kadesh Barnea, passed along to Hezron, went up to Adar, and went around to Karka. From there it passed toward Asmon and went out to the brook of Egypt, and the border ended at the sea. This shall be your southern border. The east border was the Salt Sea as far as the mouth of the Jordan. And the border on the northern quarter began at the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan. The border went up to Beth Hogla and passed north of Beth Arabah, and the border went up to the stone of Bohan the son of Reuben. Then the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, and it turned northward toward Gilgal, which is before the ascent of Adummim, which is on the south side of the valley. The border continued toward the waters of En Shemesh and ended at En Rogel. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom to the southern slope of the Jebusite city, which is Jerusalem. The border went up to the top of the mountain that lies before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the end of the valley of Rephaim northward. Then the border went around from the top of the hill to the fountain of the water of Nephtoah, and extended to the cities of Mount Ephron. And the border went around to Baalah, which is Kirjath-Jearim. Then the border turned westward from Baalah to Mount Seir, passed along to the side of Mount Jearim on the north, which is Chizalon, went down to Beth Shemesh, and passed on to Timnah. And the border went out to the side of Ekron northward. Then the border went around to Shikron, passed along to Mount Baalah, and extended to Jabneel, and the border ended at the sea. The west border was the coastline of the Great Sea. This is the boundary of the children of Judah all around according to their families. Now to Caleb the son of Jephunneh he gave a share among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, namely, Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. Caleb drove out the three sons of Anak from there, Shishai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. Then he went up from there to the inhabitants of Debir. Formerly the name of Debir was Kirjath-Sepher. And Caleb said, he who attacks Kirjath-Sepher and takes it, to him I will give Achsa my daughter as wife. So Othniel the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Achsa his daughter as wife. Now it was so, when she came to him, that she persuaded him to ask her father for a field. So she dismounted from her donkey, and Caleb said to her, what do you wish? She answered, give me a blessing. Since you have given me land in the south, give me also springs of water. So he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families. The cities at the limits of the tribe of the children of Judah, toward the border of Edom in the south, were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagger, Kena, Dimona, Adada, Kadesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Beeloth, Hazor, Hadada, Kerioth, Hezron, which is Hazor, Amam, Shma, Molada, Hazargada, Heshman, Beth Peleh, Hazar Shul, Beersheba, Bizothia, Baalah, Ijam, Ezem, Eltalad, Chesel, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Lebaoth, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimmon. All the cities are 29, with their villages. In the lowland, Eshtol, Zora, Ashna, Zanoa, and Ganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Soko, Azekah, Cherium, Adithim, Gederah, and Gederothaim. 14 cities with their villages, Zenon, Hadashah, Migdol-Gad, Dilion, Mizpah, Jokthiel, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Kabban, Lamas, Kithlish, Gederoth, Beth Dagon, Nama, and Makkadah, 16 cities with their villages, Libna, Ether, Ashan, Jiftah, Ashna, Nezeb, Kala, Oxib, and Mareshah, 9 cities with their villages, Ekron, with its towns and villages, from Ekron to the sea, all that lay near Ashdod, with their villages, Ashdod with its towns and villages, Gaza with its towns and villages, as far as the brook of Egypt and the great sea with its coastline, and in the mountain country, Shamir, Jatir, Sukho, Dana, Kirjath Sana, which is Debir, Anub, Eshtemo, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages, Arab, Duma, Eshian, Janum, Beth Tapua, Afika, Humta, Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, and Zair, 9 cities with their villages, Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Juddah, Jezreel, Yokdim, Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages, Halhul, Beth Zur, Gedor, Maaroth, Bethanoth, and Eltekon, 6 cities with their villages, Kirjath Baal, which is Kirjath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages. In the wilderness, Beth Arabah, Midden, Sekakah, Nibshan, the city of salt, and En Gedi, 6 cities with their villages. As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem to this day. Daily Deep Dive. We'll start with the comments from the UCG reading program, partly as a result of the land Caleb chose for himself. Verse 13, the inheritance of the tribe of Judah is assigned to be the southern part of the Canaanite territory. This was essentially the territory south of Jericho and Jerusalem, which had been the land conquered primarily in chapter 10. It is the land Judah continued to hold following the division of the monarchy in the days of Rehoboam nearly 500 years later. Caleb finishes conquering his territory and ridding it of the giants, verse 14. In the process, he takes Debir, a city that had originally been taken by Joshua, 1038-39, but had evidently fallen back into the hands of the Canaanites. He receives some assistance from his nephew Othniel, verse 17, who will later serve as the first judge following the death of Joshua, Judges 3:7-11. Much of this story is repeated in Judges 1:10-15. While the city of Hebron itself is given to the priests, Joshua 21:9-13, and serves as a city of refuge, the fields and suburbs are given to Caleb. And verse 14, the John Gill commentary states, the very same giants Caleb saw at Hebron, when he was sent a spy into the land, Num_13:22, for these may as well be supposed to have lived to this time as himself, unless it can be thought that they were the sons of those men, called by their fathers' names, and though they were driven out when Joshua took Hebron, yet while he was engaged in making other conquests, or however before he died, they regained the possession of that city, and of the parts adjacent to it, from whence Caleb, with the help of his tribe, expelled them, conquered, and slew them. JDG_1:10. End. Verse 15. The John Gill commentary states, or the city of books, either a place of literature, a sort of an academy, or where was a public library, the Targum calls it Kirjatharki, or the city of the archives, in which were laid up the public records of the Canaanites. The same is called Kirjath Zana for the like reason. See Gil on Jos_1549. And verse 17, the John Gill commentary states, the relation of Othniel to Caleb is a little intricate, and, as it is understood, occasions objections to the marriage of Caleb's daughter to him. It seems, at first sight, that he was Caleb's own brother, a younger brother, and so uncle to his daughter, and such marriages were forbidden, Lev_1814. Jarchi thinks he was the brother of Caleb by his mother's side, Kimchi, both by father and mother's side, but not to observe, that besides the word brother sometimes signifies only a kinsman, or near relation, and not precisely a brother, it is not Othniel that is called the brother of Caleb, but Kenaz, who was the father of Othniel, so that Caleb was Othniel's uncle, and Aksa and Othniel were brother's children, or first cousins, between whom marriage was allowed of, and,